A top Pacific climate official says the region cannot understand why, in the face of overwhelming science, Australia is not doing more to exit coal and rein in carbon emissions. Wayne King is the Cook Islands Director of Climate Change and says even coal-dependent Poland is doing more to plan a transition to less polluting energy options than Australia. Wayne King is in Madrid with other Pacific representatives for 2 weeks of vital UN climate talks on implementing the 2015 Paris Agreement and securing, hopefully, bigger carbon reductions from the almost 200 signatory states. We spoke earlier.
I think there is overall a sense of good faith to get the job done and completed and agreed. The issue is really, as you say, the area around markets, it has a previous history under the Kyoto Protocol. And that did not work so well because the rules were, you know, shall we say, rather loose. So what we're looking for here from the Pacific and from many like-minded countries are rules that are tight, that they don't have loopholes in them, and that they actually reduce emissions globally. And that's what we're wanting. We do not want bad rules. It's better to have no rules, actually.
Now, the carbon market is also intended to contribute to climate adaptation funding for smaller nations. Pacific Island states are obviously in need of that. How well has existing climate adaptation funding worked for Pacific nations?
I can say to you that most probably it's been lacking to date because that the focus has been primarily around not adaptation so much, which is resilience building and, you know, even into the community. It's more about larger scale emission reductions through, shall we say, large scale renewable energy projects. And so there's been a complete focus on that. Even though, for example, the Green Climate Fund has a mandate of a 50-50 split of its resources between mitigation and adaptation. So to date, there has been quite a lack of adaptation funding in that context.
There's also discussion of exactly how to count emissions. Do Pacific nations, for example, think that emissions from exports should be counted towards an originating country's carbon output? And, of course, a coal exporter like Australia would be particularly affected by that.
Well, I'm afraid to say that, yes, we would see it that way. And I think the problem is that, you know, in a case, for example, like Australia, as I said, it's a very well-known fact that Australia's large amount of income is through coal-based or, you know, industry. The point is that what we haven't heard, not just from Australia, but from some others, is that in actual fact, if a phased approach was taken, it does not mean, you know, you've got to drop everything. And Poland is a good example of that because they are a very, very much coal exporting nation. They have taken upon themselves to transition. It's not to say that they are just going to move directly into renewable energy, as an example, as opposed to coal. It's about how they can retain jobs, employment, and also, you know, welfare, and change their industries over time. And I think that, to us, is a logical process.
So do you think Poland sets an example that Australia should follow?
I mean, obviously, Australia and many other countries, we're all sovereign nations, but I think that there is a clear want from many countries to hear that from not just Australia, but from some others as well, that there is a change of perspective, not quite attitude, but certainly a change that we can see or hear.
And so Australia's role as a good faith advocate for the Pacific, I mean, as a Pacific Islands Forum member, Australia has supported and endorsed the region's major declaration on the need for climate action now, which was not that long ago. I mean, is Australia living up to the expectations that its Pacific neighbours have of its ability to advocate in these sorts of forums for the Pacific?
I think Australia is, and I welcome that too, Australia does support a lot of climate action around the Pacific region. I think the key is to say, you know, the Pacific feels collectively as it's on the front line of these consequences that are arising, and it's backed up by science. The 1.5 degree special report from the IPCC is one. And when you've got that type of science-based evidence emerging, including the use of organisations in Australia, in the Pacific, for example, CSIRO, and others, the Bureau of Meteorology, then I think it's quite difficult for people here to understand why more action could not be undertaken.
Now, the Australian government is insisting it will meet and exceed its Paris 2020 targets to reduce carbon pollution. To do that, it may use carbon credits from the previous Kyoto Agreement. That has not gone down well in the Pacific. It is technically allowed, but why is it not acceptable in the Pacific's view?
One of the key issues, and I mentioned it earlier, is that we want the Paris Agreement to actually deal with emission reductions under action right now, that the transference of, for example, those credits that we talk about, and not just from Australia, but from others, does not promote that. It actually continues along this trajectory where the emission line does not fall. It actually continues along, if not rises. We need to have those very strong rules in place. And one of those, I suppose, negotiating areas, and it has not been agreed, is whether there is a carryover of these credits that you talk about.
Australia is still very much addicted to fossil fuels. The US is pulling out of the Paris Agreement altogether. China has announced it's going to start renewing coal-fired power stations. It had previously said it wouldn't. Russia is ramping up coal mining in the Arctic. The reports on temperatures and the states of the oceans are all alarming. Where in all of this do you see any signs of hope that the world is going to limit warming to levels that won't be catastrophic for the Pacific?
From the government point of view, we are doing this work here. The other way that we see solution is by doing outreach like this, because we know a lot of people are very motivated by the lack of action. We've seen it on the streets and by youth and children, not only in Australia, but all across the world. And I think that is the connection.
Wayne King, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Wayne King in Madrid at the UN Climate Talks. He's the Cook Islands Director of Climate Change.